following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA. Earth.
Joining us right now, NFL legend Jack Youngblood. Good morning, Jack. How's it going today?
Legend in my own mind.
I don't know about that.
You know, I think people remember the jersey and the name on the back and Jack in the smaller font above Youngblood. How did that get started?
Well, Mr. Dunn, our equipment man, he had two Youngbloods.
Okay.
He had Jimmy and Jack after the 74, in the 74
right.
season. He had to distinguish between us.
Yeah.
Because we played side by side, too. And so he decided, and he made the decision on his own. It had never been done before.
Right.
And he put Jim on one, on Jimmy's, and put Jack on mine. It was kind of cool the first time I said it. I said, ooh, I kind of like that.
I mean, having played when you played and where you played, can you believe there's no professional football in Los Angeles now?
I am shocked. I am shocked that the Raiders didn't stick.
Yeah.
You know, and for whatever reason, and that they've not expanded the game.
Right.
And somebody moving, I don't know if that's going to ever work. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you,
because they can't get a stadium done.
Well, they can't get a stadium, and they say they've got a stadium, and then they don't have a stadium, and then you've got a loyal group of people there.
Mm-hmm.
When you're good, when you're playing well, they pack it. 105,000 for the last ball game against the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1973-74. 105 for nothing.
Yeah.
And you know, we were there, you know, their entertainment. But if you're not, look out.
Yeah. Now, you know, we just had Deacon Jones on here and of course yourself. The Texans have Mario Williams. It's a totally different game, but do you watch the new guys and see what they're doing up front and pressuring the quarterback, et cetera?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. I mean, that's where our eye goes when we watch the ball game, man. Mm-hmm. We're watching where they line up, how they line up, what defense is called, you know, that type of thing, or what it looks like it's called.
Yeah.
And, we keep a pretty good grip on it.
What are your thoughts on Mario Williams?
Can play pretty good at times.
You just hesitated. That's what I wanted to ask you about. Do you think it's a motor thing?
I think it's a concentration thing.
Yeah.
They've got to learn that they've got to give 110% every snap. Part of that, now you're going to get into my little
pet peeve.
Part of that is conditioning. Hmm. They're not conditioned mentally nor physically. When you hold your hand up and say, I got to come out of the ball game in the seventh or eighth play in the series, something's wrong in my book.
Yeah.
That's probably why I can't coach, because they'd want to kill me for making them run.
When the Rams won the Super Bowl, did you feel anything? I mean, they're in St. Louis.
No. No, I was thrilled for some of the folks that are still in the front office. You know, Todd Hewitt, Jimmy Anderson, John Oswald.
Right.
You know, the people that were still with me in Los Angeles, I was pleased for them.
Mm-hmm.
But no, we had no connection to the St. Louis Rams.
Right. Well, and I guess that happens a lot of the time.
Well, we had the Oilers. We didn't.
It was a Super Bowl where there were some deserted cities watching with mixed emotions, watching their former franchises.
Absolutely.
Hey, you're brought to us by Blimpie this morning. My goodness, they're feeding us again.
You mean this right here?
Yes.
Hey, I don't know which one you got. Either the trio or the best.
I got the best.
The best. And they are. I mean, literally the best. They're definitely better than Strahan's Bunch.
Strahan's Bunch. That's a good way to put it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a good way. Hey, I know you're a big Florida Gator.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow, can he make it as a quarterback?
I'm going to tell you guys. I've been preaching this since he was a junior.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bigger, stronger, faster Steve Young.
Wow.
Don't give him 2 years.
Okay.
Give him 2 years to learn.
What about the arm?
That's a function of mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that is. Get a coach and teach him, you know, tie that arm to his side. Mm-hmm. And how much wouldn't you rather have a character kid like him than some knucklehead who can't play?
Unquestionable character. Yeah. Now, yeah. Urban Meyer and the rest, the leave of absence, says he's likely to be back by the start of training camp and all of that.
Got,
what do you make of the whole situation?
Scared to death.
Yeah.
Scared to death. That heart thing scared him to death.
Yeah. Okay.
And shocked him.
Yeah.
Boy, I got to get away from this.
Mm-hmm.
First instinct. I got to get away from this. This is killing me.
Yeah.
You know, it's killing my family. Day or two went by. You know, discussion between, you know, doctors, family, that whole thing. Okay, let's get our head around this thing now. Learn to redirect that stress and to be able to deal with it. And that's taught every day.
Right.
He's
so you expect him
so
to be
good.
Back in full
Absolutely.
Start of season.
A little calmer. He may not. He, you know, you may not see that.
The vein.
You know, the veins in his neck sticking out anymore.
Right.
But because he will learn to. It'll make him a better coach, I think.
Jack, we want to thank you for joining us. Presented by Blimpie,
thanks
of course.
Thanks to Blimpie as well.
Thank you.
Especially for this thing right here.
Jack Youngblood on Sports Radio 610.